Imagine a world where the largest generation on Earth speaks a language most brands can't understand. This is today's marketing reality. Gen Z, born between 1996-2011 and comprising 27% of the global population, has never known life without smartphones, social media, or instant access to information. They're not just digital natives, they're digital interpreters who can instantly fact-check claims, research alternatives, and broadcast opinions worldwide from their pockets. What makes Gen Z truly distinctive isn't just their technology use, but their characteristics. Fiercely independent, diversity-embracing, politically engaged, financially pragmatic, information-filtering experts who carefully manage their personal brands across multiple platforms. They're balancing complex online and offline identities while navigating the fundamental tension between youth and adult cultures. This generation is truly global, with most growth happening outside Western countries. India leads, with 373 million Gen Zers, 20% of the global Gen Z population, followed by China, 260 million, Nigeria, 68 million, and Indonesia, 65 million. The United States ranks fifth with just 62 million. For marketers, this means your next big opportunity might be in Lagos rather than Los Angeles. And diversity isn't just a buzzword for Gen Z, it's their lived reality, with multicultural identities and fluid gender expressions normalized in their worldview. For Gen Z, communication is predominantly visual. GIFs, memes, and emojis function as sophisticated storytelling tools that manage social anxiety, provide emotional context, and create shared cultural interpretations. These visual elements facilitate collective problem-solving and peer support while enabling digital citizenship on difficult topics. The musical Dear Evan Hansen exemplifies this phenomenon, resonating with Gen Z audiences who saw their social anxiety authentically portrayed. The show sparked the hashtag #YouWillBeFound movement, with fans creating self-care memes across social platforms to combat cyberbullying, depression, and suicide, demonstrating how Gen Z remixes themes into digital visual stories to support struggling peers. Fandoms, communities built around mutual affinity for cultural touchpoints, are central to Gen Z identity. These self-organized groups allow members to shape identities, find belonging, and collaborate globally. The challenge for brands isn't directing these fandoms, but finding authentic ways to support them by creating content that helps these communities thrive. Successful youth marketing requires genuine conversation rather than one-way messaging. Five interconnected truths create a framework for connecting with Gen Z. Identity. Brand identity forms through every consumer experience, not just advertising. Context matters as much as content. Brands must clearly define why they exist and demonstrate this consistently. Key questions include, why does my brand exist, and what do we really care about? Trust. The equation is simple. Transparency plus authenticity equals credibility. Trust creates neurochemical reactions. Oxytocin release when people feel trusted motivates reciprocation and signals safety. Trust requires time and cannot be manufactured. Relevance. Staying relevant means maintaining a daily pulse on youth culture while bringing unique value when it's needed. Fenty Beauty exemplifies this by providing cosmetics for all skin tones, addressing an underserved need while embracing diversity. Possibility. Gen Z is developing their identity. Effective brands serve as guides, helping them experiment with different identities and discover possibilities beyond the immediate purchase. Experience. Despite their impatience, Gen Z will wait hours for brands like Supreme because the line is the new community. They seek sensory-rich experiences that make them feel alive and connected, inviting them to become part of the brand story. The Youth Culture Alignment Framework addresses segmentation challenges by combining psychographics with situational context. While demographics provide directional information, they don't reveal the emotional connections needed for authentic relationships with young consumers. Successful brands identify bullseye consumer segments, specific subgroups that naturally align with the brand's values and offerings. This requires specialized research methodologies that capture Gen Z opinions traditional methods miss. Advisory boards, private mobile communities where diverse youth participants complete weekly activities to inform engagement strategies. Mobile video voice surveys, capturing smartphone responses to reveal nuances lost in written communication. Social quizzes, blending research with entertainment through interactive visual surveys. Influencer mind sharing, leveraging youth-relevant influencers as research participants. Influencer audience collaborations, creating exclusive experiences where influencers engage target audience segments. Lego exemplifies effective co-creation through Lego Ideas, where users submit designs that might become official products while earning royalties. This approach has produced innovative sets like the Beatles' Yellow Submarine and Women of NASA that reach new consumer segments. Nike's skateboarding success demonstrates authentic co-creation. After initial market failures, Nike SB launched with three principles: revive the Nike Dunk, already popular with skaters, involve actual skateboarders in design, and commit to a 5-year investment. By partnering with respected skaters and authentic brands like Supreme, Nike transformed from outsider to controlling 55% of the North American skate market. Taylor Swift builds community by treating fans as friends rather than consumers. She actively engages with young fans on Tumblr, commenting on fan art, offering advice, and creating genuine connections. This fans-first approach has created a loyal community that embraces both Taylor as a person and a brand. A comprehensive youth engagement playbook includes three core strategies. Original content storytelling. With attention as the greatest prize, content must capture Gen Z's imagination by aligning with popular topics and formats that resonate with youth culture. Influencer partner collaboration. Effective influencers inspire action through both content and influence. Brands should prioritize interaction metrics over follower counts and allow influencers creative freedom with content distribution. Live immersive experiences. Brands are merging physical and virtual experiences rather than letting technology replace real-life interaction. Gen Z expects deeper communications that engage all five senses. Earned Media Value, EMV, provides a framework for measuring Gen Z influence campaigns by approximating what similar engagement would cost through paid promotion. The three key metrics for success are reach, visibility within your target audience, engagement, proactive user actions, and sentiment, emotions behind consumer interactions. Engagement, when users like, comment, or share content, best indicates youth culture alignment and content resonance. Sentiment analysis adds context by reflecting how content emotionally connects. When content resonates positively with Gen Z, they'll want to associate with your brand, making them feel good and look good to friends. The Gen Z frequency represents how this individualized generation communicates. Success comes from finding authentic alignment between your brand's genuine identity and the right segments of this diverse generation. As Gen Z gains purchasing power, brands with established authentic connections will maintain competitive advantages. The most successful companies will view Gen Z as collaborators and community members who help shape brand evolution. The future belongs to brands that tune in to the Gen Z frequency, by creating spaces where they can speak with you, not at them. When you start listening instead of broadcasting, you'll discover not just consumers, but passionate advocates ready to amplify messages that resonate with their values.